Thanksgiving, everybody. Eat all kinds of crap and enjoy yourselves. It's my favorite holiday, so.
And welcome to the Giftmas season.
And if you want a Christmas card, send us one, and I'll send you one back. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, there, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually an entertaining show.
That means everybody liked it.
I know. We put out the lamest piece of drivel and everyone's like, that show was so funny. And then we put out something awesome and people are like, huh, whatever. That's why people love Big Fatty.
Right?
Just kidding. All right. Well, I have to go get my fat Taco Bell laden ass on a treadmill. Gross.
Okay, I'm going to have some pie.
Delicious. Well, you can look for peanut butter in your mailbox probably next week.
Awesome. Okay.
I don't really know what it tastes like on things. I eat it out of the jar with a spoon.
Okay, I'll do that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty. Put out the lamest piece of drivel.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 480 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of December 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to have another special recipe for you for the crema party that you might be hosting, so be ready! Well, hello everyone. I hope, dear Gussie, I hope your Monday is going well. And y'all, it has been quite the weekend for Big Fatty because, as you know, Big Fatty had Friday off at the coal mine. And so y'all, Big Fatty loaded up the Ford Explosion and y'all... And by loaded it up, I mean I got my fat ass into it. And Big Fatty went and did some crema shopping. And y'all, I've gotten a lot of the things that were on my list. Now I need to run the list by the hats, the Hatterina, because you know she always wants to know who's getting what. And y'all, my mother. She's, oh, we need a list from you. Go, hurry. We need a list. And y'all, do you think she gives us a list? No. I don't need anything. Well, right. Okay, well, we just won't give you anything. That'll be a very Merry Christmas. So, but y'all, I've ordered her an arrangement of crema flowers, a table arrangement, because she always likes to have a little... flowers on the table for the crema dinner, and it's going to be delivered on the 23rd of December. So she'll, you know, and that gives us a day we're running a little late. We will have them to you tomorrow in there, and they'll still be fresh on crema, because you know there's a 7-day freshness guarantee, y'all, guarantee. And so I've done that, and I've gotten her a couple of books, but I think I'm just gonna wait until I get over to the Atlanta and see what she whines or bitches about. I wish I had me a new calendar or something like that. And but anyway, y'all, Big Fatty loaded up the sleigh, and y'all came on home, and it was just like Big Fatty was taking a big old sleigh ride. Now, y'all, on Friday, Big Fatty just had a very relaxing day on Friday. And then my most frequent gentleman caller. Oh no, Friday night we did the Little Fatty Cast, and y'all, we had the A-list. We had the A-list in the studio audience. We had that Kim in there, an Atom from the Atlanta. Y'all, they were bitching the week before because everything got canceled. Gavin, however, was not there. He was being a social media whore, and y'all, he got to the bar that he went out to before it even opened. This indicates a possible problem. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but anyway. We did that, and then Big Fatty watched some television, and y'all, I went to bed at a very early hour. Oh, Lordy. Y'all, it's the snowflake microphone, I'm telling you. And then Saturday, my most frequent gentleman caller sent me an early morning message at 7:30, and oh, Burke Party, I would love to come by and get the day started off right. And but he was getting his truck worked on. So he came by about 9 o'clock. We had a delightful eye-opener, as we'll call it. And y'all, then on Sunday afternoon, Burke Party, what are you doing? And I said, waiting for you to come back over. Oh, well, I will be there in 30 minutes. And y'all, it was very good. We did a few different things today. And it was, Big Buddy, don't give us the details. We're going to vomit. But anyway, and then went out to the patrickdoyle.com with Granny and Miss Porter and had a couple of beverages there. And yeah, I came home and I just pooped out. Big Friday, was there some kind of colonic discharge? No. And but got up Sunday morning and y'all, I had a coupon for 20% off at the Bed Breakfast and Beyond. So I went to that and I found we have a little gift exchange, a Chinese gift exchange. It's not gag gifts. Not gag. But it's a $15 limit. Y'all, it's tough to find something. And the idea was, don't get something that you've ever gotten before. So, y'all, I'm very pleased with what I came up with. In fact, I wish I could take my own gift back. No! You cannot do that. The rules do not allow this. And after I did my shopping, y'all, by the way, I went in that Ross Dress for Less where the sea hag...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
That's where she does all of her upscale shopping. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I've never been in a Ross Dress for Less because I always thought it was a woman's store. Oh, Big Friday, no! No, it is not. But the Sea Hag, you know, and I thought, well, maybe they just sell caftans or something like that. Or oversized clothing, you know, like Catherine Stout Shop, you know. But I'll go in there. And y'all, if you've been to a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx, well, this is a step down from that. And... And y'all, I looked through to see what kind of crap they had there. And y'all, I didn't see the first Hawaiian shirt there. So evidently the Hawaiian shirts are only sent to the Ross Dress for Less on the surface of the sun. Because there were none. There were none in the Ross Dress for Less in town. But I did find a few things at the Bed Breakfast and Beyond. And y'all, I think I'm pretty much done. And like I say, I need to get my mama, just one more little thing, but I'm gonna wait and see what she's bitching about, once I get over to the Atlanta. But y'all, before the time gets away from me, I would like to do this. No, don't let the time get away, Big Fatty. Y'all, I went by the post office on Friday and Saturday, and y'all, there was only one, just one Crema card there. But y'all, I am delighted to have a Crema card from Sterling. And y'all, for some reason, I'm not sure that I realized that Sterling lived up there in the Washington, D.C. But y'all, evidently, everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people that listen to the BFO live up there in the Washington, D.C. So the hoot nanny up there might be quite the gathering. I've got to get with Mr. Tim Cornwall, who is the patron saint of the BFO, and figure out where the hoot nanny should be. And, you know, I'll get the word out as soon as I can, because, y'all, it'll be coming up in about a month. Just about a month. But anyway, I've got the Crema card from Sterling, and I'm going to open it now and see what it has to say. Oh, dear gussie. All right. It, on the front, there is a kitty. Oh. Y'all, it is a kitty. It looks like it's dead. And it is... it is laying in the sink, and it's wrapped up in a towel. Maybe it's just asleep. We'll say it's asleep. And it says Loretta. And y'all, it's a black and white picture, and there's a sponge. God only knows, there's probably E. coli and everything else on that sponge. So if the kitty isn't dead, if it licks that sponge, it will be. And there's a little green wreath and a green bow up at the top. I'm not sure the kitty may... I don't know if the kitty is asleep or if it's licking itself. Oh, but Freddy, don't tell us that. And then you open up the card, and it says, "May you find joy in unexpected places this holiday season." Now, that's good, okay? Oh, Big Freddy, that's a good one, Sterling. And then Sterling writes, "We know how you love the kitties. Merry Crema, and thanks for the several minutes." "Thanks for the several minutes of enjoyment we get from your show every week." Oh, well, Big Freddy, you give us an hour and 40 minutes, and several of them are actually enjoyable every week. And and then it's signed Sterling. And y'all, then it says, "Loretta was abandoned after a house fire. She was rescued and taken to a shelter, and later adopted into a home with a cozy sink." Oh, it's a cozy sink. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Well, Sterling, that's actually kind of cute. I like the sentiment behind that. Sterling, you'll be getting a BFO 2009 commemorative Christmas card, Crema card, and the special Crema Happy that will go inside. And by the way, I have been notified by the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cornwall, that Big Fatty's pen has been leaking all over the Crema Happies. So if you've received a Crema Happy and if it's ruined by ink, well, then you have a collector's item, because Big Fatty is switching pens. So everyone from here on out will not have the ruined Crema Happy. So congratulations to those who do.
Born is the king of
Now, y'all, I mentioned that there was going to be a recipe today for your Crema party, in case you're having Crema guests. And y'all, Big Fatty has made this one for himself. And y'all, it makes a delicious breakfast treat also. So, y'all, I'm going to give you just a second to go get your pencils. This is your send to the BFO Crema Gift Identification Desk. The $25 gift card to the Publix was indeed from Julie. Now, y'all, today's recipe, and I hope that you'll write this one down, because it's very easy, y'all. It's probably the easiest. No, well, all Big Fatties. Oh, Big Fatty, all your recipes are easy. Well, I've got a tough one for you coming up later. But, y'all, today is for sausage balls. And what you'll do, you'll take a pound of your favorite poke sausage, hot. Get the hot poke sausage. And then you'll take 16 ounces of the shredded cheddar cheese. And then you will take 3 cups of the Bisquick and some Worcestershire sauce to taste. I would probably put about a tablespoon in it. If you like more Worcestershire, put a little more. If you like less, put a little less. And you're going to just mix by hand. Y'all, did I tell you the story about my aunt that was making the brownies and the brownie mix, the Betty Crocker brownie mix, and it said mix by hand, so she stuck her hands in the bowl with the eggs and the brownie mix. Oh, she's dead. But anyway, you mix by hand. Just get all that... Bisquick and the cheddar cheese and the hot poke sausage and the Worcestershire, just mix it all up good, and then you're going to roll it out into balls. And y'all, I would say that they should probably be about the size of a quarter. And anyway, and then you take them, and y'all, they freeze well. They freeze well, and then when it's time to eat them, you will take out however many you want, and you put them into a preheated oven at 375 degrees, and you cook them for 15 minutes. Y'all, Big Fatty will pull out about 6 of those in the morning, and y'all, I will start the coffee and put those in the little toaster oven, and I'll have 6 of the sausage balls for my breakfast. Y'all, it's full of protein. And it just keeps you going. And y'all, they're delicious. They are just delicious. So if y'all, if you're having people over, or like if you've got house guests staying at your place for 10 days or something, I won't mention any names. But y'all, it makes a delicious cocktail hour appetizer. Y'all, it's much better than the gourmet Gino's pizza rolls. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I need to do the coupon. By the way, I did hear from Julie. She did confirm that she sent the Publix gift card, and y'all, she's quite frankly, she's totally worried now, because, you know, I'd said that I wanted to send her a Crema card, and Julie says, Big Fatty, I am glad you finally received the gift card. This is just my way of thanking you for all the fun you deliver every week. Really, I gave you the certificate for 2 reasons. Number one, because I love the coupon segment on your show. And two, because I'm worried sick that you about you and want to make sure you have plenty of food, tonic limes, and Tanqueray so you can always be Big Fatty. Thanks again, and Merry Crema. Well, Julie, since you brought up the coupon, I think I'll just go ahead and mention it. By the way, Julie, Big Fatty, being Big Fatty, forgot to take it to the Publix today, so it's still sitting here. But anyway, today I spent, y'all, the good bacon was on sale. And today I spent, oh dear Gussie, I spent $46.27, and I saved $18.90. So that's not so bad. But y'all, if I had used the coupon, I would have only had to spend $21. Yes! But I didn't do that. So anyway, y'all, I don't know what Big Fatty did wrong on Friday's show, but I fucked it up. And thank you to everyone who was so quick to point out, oh, Big Fatty, you have fucked it up. Except for, of course, the patron saint of the BFO, who says, oh, Big Fatty has fucked up the opening music, and that's why we love Big Fatty. You know, everybody has all that fucking fat thing just fucked it up. It's just an absolute train wreck. It is an absolute disaster. Even my children say these things.
Big Fatty put out the lamest piece of dribble.
Oh, my heart is broken.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.